I just want to share a little bit about what I saw there. And before I go into the slideshow, I just want to read a small passage I wrote. What does life mean to a Cambodian today? It means living in constant nightmares of their haunting past, living in grief of a loved one, a missed family member, or a beloved son. It means forcing themselves to shut an eye from their aching past and striving to find a way to live, a way to love, a way to smile again. Life to a Cambodian is the worries of whether there would be food on the table at night or if there would be a shelter to sleep in. Life is selling their daughters to brothels because their younger sisters and brothers need to be fed. Life is looking for food or valuable items in garbage dumps or waiting hopelessly for a father to come home again. It is crying over a lost son killed by gunshots on the streets or a mother who died from HIV. As I walked in a room filled with mugshots and the photos of previous Khmer Rouge members, I was reminded that every family member here has lost someone so precious to them during the 4 short years of Pol Pot's reign. It was only 31 years ago. But there is hope. It was only 31 years ago that the bloodbath ended. Though it was a long 31 years of irreplaceable past, but it is a short wait for God to show up and bring restoration and redemption to this country. In Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23, it says, "The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness." So those were some of the pictures and feelings and people I've worked with in this whole 1 month. And everyone knows that, you know, going on missions trip, it's really a blessing. And I remember when God called me to go to Cambodia, it was so vivid. He was like, "Cambodia." And he said, "1 month." And I ended up being there for 29 days. And I was so frustrated. Why isn't it 30 days? But little do I know, God knows all the plan beforehand. Because halfway during my trip, actually 3 weeks into my 1 month trip, I found out that my school actually starts on the 30th of August. So he planned it perfectly that I would get back on the 29th and go to school on the 30th. So he really provided for my trip. All the plannings and all the finances, he really used people to bless me, like my family, and I had an internship that paid for half of my trip as well, so that was really awesome. I remember going there feeling really inadequate. I was the odd one out. I was working with many different groups, but I was always the one who was joining their groups, and I remember feeling that I don't know the Bible, I can't pray very well, I'm inexperienced with any ministries, I love children, but I don't have experience with them, I love women, but I tend to have problems communicating with them, and I don't know how to share testimonies, give lectures, invent games, you know, I just feel so useless. And along the trip, I realized that these are lies from the enemy that is trying to make me feel useless, basically, so that I won't do anything. So the first team I worked with was with the Jubilee girls, and they accepted me with open arms. They shared everything, and I mean everything, like wisdom, knowledge, love, support, prayers. And in turn, I felt led that I was to share something too. So one night we got together, and I shared my testimony for the first time in my life. And I had no idea why I had to share it until I saw that everyone started opening up. And that night was an inner healing night. Prayers, we just prayed the whole night. And we were also blessed to be touched by the presence of God because we were all drenched with gold dust. And I was just shocked looking at it on my arms, you know. And as I was praying for people, I see it coming out from their face. And it was just a beautiful night. And and then the SP team came. And this was where I learned that actually, you know, God uses everyone with different talents, and when you put them together, it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. I was really happy to see all my SPers because I felt like, oh God, thank you, my family is here, and I was really blown away. You know, Janice with her interaction and passion for children, Amy's heart of compassion and heart for blessing others, Chris's crazy and mega gifted music ability, YK with her hidden talent that saved the day, you know, Matt being a wonderful Jesus, and Monica with her beautiful voice, you know, and the worship team, they played amazing. It was amazing just sitting there, having this opportunity to just sit there and worship and watch what God has been doing and using each and every single one of us. You know, we all have gifts. When we use it independently, it may not be perfect, but once we use it together, when we combine all the gifts together, it becomes the ultimate gift, and that is the gift of blessing. And that was what I saw. And after the SP team left, I was given the opportunity to live with Pastor Kim and the mission home. And this was where I learned that language is not a barrier. You know, prayers was in Khmer, English, Korean, Khmer, English, Korean, Bible verses, teachings, anything, everything was repeated 3 times. But everyone had the right heart, the same heart, and that was to serve God. And that was where, you know, language was not a barrier, and everyone just got together and worked and executed God's plans and purposes for his children in Cambodia. And I had a lot of attacks when I was there. So I'm trying to speak really fast. So I had a lot of attacks when I was there. You know, I had physical attacks and spiritual attacks. And the first day I got there, I was so dizzy that I couldn't even stand. And prayers, you know, I contacted my emergency prayer contact list, and, you know, and it lifted off, and the girls prayed for me. The second day, my left eye was swollen. And then I had nightmares of idols flashing nonstop, so I couldn't sleep. So the next day, I was really drained and tired. And then I see, everything I see was scary, you know. It was of a weird-looking face or anything. Kenny, can you show things like this, you know, you don't see this normally, you know, what the heck? So it was scary, but not really. It's just, you know, like, but everything I saw, it was, you know, I see a skull somewhere, and I started praying, and I remember, I was like, okay, this makes God even more real. What I'm doing here, the enemy is feeling threatened. So this thing here, you know, I was like, are you kidding me? You know, like, even this? But so I was praying to God. I was like, God, when are you going to show me a heart? You know, the sky is your canvas. Show me a heart. And so he did. He actually showed me twice, once in Cambodia. Can you go down? Oh, that's the finger of God pointing of anointings. See, he's so awesome. And then the next, that's the skull I see, a side profile. I don't know if you see it. And then this is the heart. So, you know, like, God does show up. It's like his canvas, right? And so I had a lot of great time, you know? And this is all to say, you know, is just printed out here as well, you know? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against us? You know, like, none of these things should fear us when we go on a missions trip. And then... Oh, yes. So then I had all the attacks. And then the Singapore team and Amanda came, and it was the healing team. This was where I really saw God's miracles happening. I remember I felt so inadequate. My faith was just falling deep, 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 deep down to the bottom, because every day we would be praying for healing, and every day I would hear the lie from the enemy saying, oh, yeah, how do you think God is going to use you to heal people, Rachel? You have a thyroid problem that is not healed. How is he going to use you? And I was really affected by it, you know. And I would pray at the beginning, and then the next day I would, you know, softer and softer and softer, until the last day I was like, Amanda, why don't you pray? I'll intercede. You know, I would make excuses for myself, like, oh, you know, we don't have enough interpreters, you know, I'm not anointed enough, you know, they can handle it, all the hardcore pastors, and, you know, And until Amanda, she was like, okay, sure. She was really patient, and I think she knew what I was going through. And there was this woman with a backache, so she sat her down, lifted her legs up, and she was praying. And immediately I did the dance need, you know, one eye praying, one eye looking. And I knew what she was doing, and as she was praying, the leg grew out. I was in shock. I was like, oh my God, you know, I was looking at it, it grew out. But there was still a teeny bit that was not perfect yet, but Amanda stopped because she prayed with her eyes closed. And I was like, am I imagining things, you know? So then the woman stood up, and then we're like, how do you feel? She's like, I feel a lot better, but I still feel a little bit of pain. And that just confirmed to me that what I saw was real. So we prayed again, and the teeny bit grew out again, and then she was totally fine. And praise the Lord. And after that, though, I still didn't feel adequate. I thought God would not use me. You know, like, I see it, but he won't use me. Until the next morning, I found out that half the people that would come to see the doctors will not be able to see the doctors. And I was like, okay, all they have is God. Only God can heal them. So what do? I start crying out in desperation. I'll say, God, I don't care what it is. I don't care how it will be done. Use me, use me, use me. I surrender it to you. You know, you can use me, you can use me. And then I realized that it doesn't matter how corrupted this vessel is. I could be blind, I could be mute, I could be, I don't know, like with no arms and legs, but God can use anyone. If he is going to use you, or if he's going to talk and speak and heal his children, he will use you. It doesn't matter who and what you're going through. So as I was praying for all the people, I asked God, come, we want 100% of you. And he gave us 100%. People who couldn't walk, you know, or they had problems, they had back pain, they started jumping up and down, and I was like, oh my God, you know, like, it was just really beautiful to see. I don't know why this is happening, but it was really beautiful to see. And it just also built my faith, and because I know that it wasn't by me, it wasn't my power, it was got nothing to do with me. It was just letting God flow through you, because he wants to bless his children so much. And a lot of us think that, you know, going on a missions trip is a short-term missions, you know, like nothing's really going to happen, you know. But the whole point is, it's the sowing and reaping. You know, it doesn't matter how long or how short you go on a missions. Thank you, P-Sam. It's, you know, the moment we step foot on this field, on the missions field, we are already reaping what the previous missionary sowed. And the minute we plant seeds, we are planting for the next batch so that they can reap harvest. It's a continual process. It doesn't matter if we're there for one day or 1 month, 1 year, a lifetime. What we're doing will make a difference. And it changes lives and nations. And we are called to do that. You know, like, Jesus says so in John, you know. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. And he goes, and he says in Matthew as well, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And so we are equipped, you know. We may never feel fully equipped, but as long as we surrender, we let God take the lead, we will always be able to bring glory to his kingdom. So I just, you know, think that, encourage all of you, you know, the next time when there's missions trip, pray and really ask God. You will never be fully prepared, but let God do his work. The second you accepted his invitation to go on a mission, he's already changing your life. And for me, it was a lot of revelation as well, because I asked him, why Cambodia? And he answered me when I gave my testimony. I had no idea. He said, I said the words out, and then it came to realization. 2 years ago, I accepted Jesus in January, and February, I went to Cambodia, and that was where my life fell apart. Everything collapsed, and I felt so weak. I was weary. I was crying in Cambodia like crazy. You know, and 2 years later, he brought me there, and I am a changed person. I'm working for God. I know my authority. I'm walking in no fear, you know, just to bring his kingdom and glory to him. So God works in circles. He will bless you when you go on a missions trip. It's not just, oh, yeah, you know, he blessed. No, listen to him, and he will speak, and he will bless you all. So, yeah, thanks.